أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقطعناهم في الأرض أمما منهم الصالحون ومنهم دون ذلك وبلوناهم بالحسنات والسيئات لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 168 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the ayah before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made it clear that upon the Bani Israel, upon the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always have individuals or groups that will continuously test them, put them through difficulties, etc. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows one inherent difficulty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put the Yahud through, the Bani Israel through. Allah says, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا, and we had divided them, we had cut them literally, فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the earth, أُمَمًا, in different groups. One great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Sahaba, by and large, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept this ummah as one. The people of Medina, the Aus and Khazraj, they were at loggerheads. But no sooner did they bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they patched their differences and they became one. And then they became one host of the Muhajireen. Then we saw the Muhajireen and the Ansar, they remained one. And that was one ummat. And we're using the word was, but as actually the ummat is one, but we have amongst ourselves divided ourselves. So this one ummah is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As opposed to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has scattered them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had divided them, and this was a form of adab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed upon them. However, again Allah ta'ala reiterates, مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ, from amongst them they were the الصالحون, they were those that abided. Now this abiding will have two meanings. One was abided by the Torah. Before the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they abided by the Kitab of Allah, they recited it, they also practiced upon it, and they did not change anything, and they did not intervene with regards to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They practiced upon it in its purity. The other meaning of minhum salihun, they were so salih, they were so pious, that after the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that they abided by the Torah, then they abided by the Injil, and then they abided also by the Quran. They brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they became practicing as Muslims. So hence Allah Ta'ala says that was the one group, and then وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ, and from amongst them there were those who were otherwise, besides them. Allah Ta'ala did not say that they were not salih, but Allah Ta'ala said that they were besides them. They were those that advocated the change of the Torah. They had changed the words, the meaning of the Torah, and then they practiced upon their own nafs and desires, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them amongst these groups. Then Allah says, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then we tested them with al-hasanat. We tried them with virtue, in other words, conducive conditions. وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ, adverse conditions. Both the conditions had come upon them, and both of these are tests. Like we find the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that as an ummah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put us through the trial of difficulty, the trial of not having, conditions were not conducive, conditions were adverse, but we passed all of those tests that Allah ta'ala had put. Now is the test of the hasanat that Allah has given, the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat. And this is a difficult test for us to pass. One is a person doesn't have, in that he needs to make sabr, and one is a person has, in that he needs to make shukr, and he needs to give out whatever is due upon it. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says both these conditions. As far as hasanat was concerned, when Allah ta'ala had tested them, and Allah ta'ala had given them good, then they began to say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They began to boast against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is faqir, Allah ta'ala is not by the means, Allah is impoverished, and then وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا, we are the ones that have. And in that way they had began to boast against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala put them through those tests, both of having and not having, conducive prosperity. And Allah ta'ala also brings about adverse conditions, not only for them but for all. Allah ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return. Return to who? Return to what? They may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they may return to the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.